Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Matter Podcast. Still sound like I've got long Ebola, but we're here. My guest today, on request, Rory Woods!
Yeah.
Do you know someone asked in the Patreon questions last week, how's Woodsy doing?
Really?
Just some random was like, how's Woodsy doing? I was like, I think he's doing the very best. He's yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, credit rating's good. And
credit rating's good.
Body fat's a wee bit lower. And
you look wild skinny last time I seen you.
I've heard that from a few people. I think it's just walking my son to him from daycare, just the weight's falling off me. And then I bought a pair of jeans recently and tried them on and they were grand. And then I left TK Maxx and they fell down to the ankles. So I went down a waist size and everything.
You look good now.
Yeah.
When I seen you the other day, I was like, geez, you look skinny.
Yeah, I know. To be fair, I've had a few days of myself over Easter, so it's literally just been KFC. I'm not even exaggerating, I've just had KFC. I've had the same driver on Just Eat twice, and he's looking at me going, not skinny for long.
Mr. Woods, please.
Yes, no more wicked zinger for you.
No more wicked zinger.
Chill out on the one piece.
I fuck it. Are you comfy? Are you comfy?
Yeah, I'm comfy as fuck. I couldn't be happier. Yeah. Can't smile wide enough.
I know. There's a stigma around town. Someone that looks skinny too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's a lot, you can say it out loud.
Yeah.
A lot better. You can go like, you look skinny, instead of being like,
yeah.
Yeah, no one says to your face, you look fatter, unless you're an absolute cunt.
You'd be bulking up, are you?
Like, or foreign yeah. People. Like, Dutch Frank there, it's like his whole family, that they just can't wait to see you to see if you've gone up or down in weight.
Really? Just, they're obsessed with the weight.
Like, I notice you have put on 2 pounds. fat bastard.
Yes, chill out on the wicked zinger.
Yeah. You'd be lying down in a hospital bed, and they'd be like, I notice you have lost a lot of weight. Is this something to do with your health? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be dead in a week. Yeah.
Junkies and botanic. I notice you're shooting up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's contributing to the weight loss.
And you're like, what are you fucking Dutch cunts doing? Just sitting being perfect?
Yeah, you waffle eating hers. I mean, like a sort of decent waffles, not just, you know, potato bird's eye.
Yeah, they're not just sitting over the fucking toaster toasting them. Oh.
You know, on those like boxes of waffles, it's always the waffle and a fried egg. I don't know if anybody's ever had that ever.
I don't know if any adults ever eaten it. You know, it's usually just someone frisbeeing at a child going, yeah, fucking eat something.
Please shush.
Eat something, you wee dick.
Yeah. Enjoy your YouTube videos of vegetables dancing.
Yeah.
I don't mean like in a Strictly Come Dancing way. I mean like legitimate, like an aubergine doing the tango.
I got to say, there was like a Strictly Come Dancing video with folks in wheelchairs doing the rounds at sort of house parties.
Yeah.
That I was at one time and people thought it was very funny. And I was like, this is discrimination.
Yeah.
But it was funny because it was like high end sort of wheelchair ballroom.
Yeah.
So they were fucking, they were doing all, they were whipping them in circles. Like,
yeah. What was just proper? Like, was it a tango or was it?
Yeah.
Breakdance, the worm.
No, it was like they'd have one partner who, you know, was able bodied.
Yeah.
And they were fucking doing all this shit and they'd just grab some by the hand in the chair and be like, give them the fucking,
yeah,
give them the whirly.
It'd be very hard not to feel very arrogant. Do you know what I mean? When you're like, I'm sitting here and I'm doing backflips and spinning on my head and you can't even eat soup unassisted.
No, there was none of that. Yeah. There was none of the hawking. Sort of, that would be cheating.
Yeah, that definitely would.
Now, these ones were making it happen by themselves. Yeah. the one dude was just fucking spinning this girl, yeah, like in circles.
But what else can you do?
He's doing donuts, basically.
What else can you do but spin them around?
I don't know. A lot of back and forth. A lot of, yeah.
Parallel parking. On.
You can do like a handstand on the side of it.
Really?
Dips. But yeah, I can remember being at house parties, people sitting around, be like, isn't this funny? And I was like, man, even for me, this is rough.
There's a line.
There's a line. And I'll show you it later.
Yeah.
Here, before we go on, let me read you. Obviously, last week I was promoting my gigs. And then I lost my voice and I'm sounding very emotional about it. But those have now been rescheduled. Dundalk, which I'm doing on the 7th. Fuck, that's the end of the week. Sold out 14th of April. I think there's a few tickets still there for that. And also in Dundalk. And then the gigs that I was supposed to do over Easter have been rescheduled. So 8th of June, we're in Drogheda at the TLT.
Really?
Tommy Letty Theatre.
That's what it's called, yeah. Isn't it?
I don't know who that is. Who's Tommy Letty?
I don't know.
I'll have to Google it. And then 13th of June, Limerick, Dolans. 14th of June, Galway at the Roisin Dubh. 15th of June, Cork, Cypress Avenue. Just had to say that. There you go.
You fuck up,
that's it. Just had to squeeze that in there up top so that people fucking know about it.
Have you done any of those places before? I know you've done Roisin.
I've done Roisin. No, there's plenty of those places I haven't done. The likes of Limerick, I was very panicked about the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I actually got round to canceling the gig, they'd sold pretty well.
Oh, really? Is it Dolans?
Dolans.
Dolans?
Dolans and Limerick.
Yeah. Have you been to Limerick?
No.
It's lovely.
No, it's fucking, I mean, even, you know, if you go to book a hotel, even on like TripAdvisor or something like that,
yeah,
they manage to make the hotel look nice. You know, they take a photo of it on a nice day. The Limerick one's terrible.
Yeah. I stayed in the Clayton in Limerick, just to be sure, because I was down doing Dolans one night and there was like six people at it. But the hotel was lovely. But sure, all the Claytons are the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The wank bunker that is the Clayton. I don't mind the Clayton, though.
Oh, here it's fine.
I like a hotel room that knows what it is.
Yeah.
Do you know? I don't want you to be trying to be too fancy
or
any of that shit. Just fuck it. They just know that you need a bed.
Yeah.
You know.
I like temperature control in the room, though.
Yes.
I have to say, I like sort of getting the room to myself and then having a certain temp.
Yeah.
You could lie on the stomach, howl in the air, and just let a big gust of wind.
Our McCann's ringing me here. Dan, so this live in the podcast.
You do indeed.
Hold on. Let me see.
Hey, how you going?
Aaron, I'm in the middle of a podcast for Woodsy here.
Oh, not so bad.
Oh, cheers.
But I'll give you a jingle later on. And tell young Rory I said hello.
I will. Are you in any immediate danger or anything that need to know about, or are you just calling?
No immediate danger.
That's good. Are you in bed?
No.
No?
No, I'm in a meeting myself here.
You're in a meeting?
No, I'm in bed.
Meeting hand? Am I right?
Meat and tatters.
Meat all blistered up. I'll ring.
Give me a jingle after so they crack the night.
I'll give you a jingle then. Right, I'll see you in a bit.
Alright, love you boys. Have a good podcast.
I love you.
See you later, mate. Who says give me a jingle?
Give me a jingle.
Like you are. Diddly
ding ding ding. Well, this motherfucker, you know, in his household, they've got a bed beside the phone.
Have they?
So they got a phone on the wall, old school style, and then they've got like a chaise lounge. Is that how you say that? Chaise lounge?
It is now. I think chaise lounge.
Chaise lounge. Yeah. They've got one beside the phone, so they just sit there like, well, I'm at fuck all. What are you at?
Even just having a house phone's weird to me. Yeah. Like, there's a phone stuck to your wall.
But he does live with a 7-year-old woman. So.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's such a weird dynamic, isn't it? Like?
I think a good documentary would be just the fly on the wall in his house, him walking around.
Yeah.
And the boxers with his ma shouting at him.
And Tyler the Creator blasting, and she's trying to make crumpets or something. She's like, what is that bollocks?
Or she's heard enough of it where she likes it.
she's
I like that. Fire on a lock. Put on who that boy?
Fire on a lock and Ellie, would you?
Who's that by? Well, speaking of documentaries, have you seen that Nickelodeon thing?
No, I've sort of looked into it a wee bit.
Oh, okay.
It's all got in like this clusterfuck of like Diddy, P. Diddy, Donaldson, yeah. Hawking on the Epstein Island, and the Nickelodeon thing. It's all...
Yeah, like I can't keep
big,
up.
What a big cloud of non-Sorellas.
Well, I'd like to issue a public statement to Dan Schneider because you let me talk away about it, Dave Villerwig. Turns out Dan was just a bit of an asshole. You know, I didn't know it was the other dude was doing all the fucking, you know, nonsense about...
He was hands-on.
I'd say he's more than personal. He's a total cunt. Like, but... Yeah, I don't know. Did he do anything, hands-on with any kids? Or was that the other guy who worked in the show?
Wank off that potato.
Wank off the potato. Aye. But the other guy that was, like, involved with Drake Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was Dan Schneider, so I'd like to issue a public apology to him before he sues me.
Big fan of the show, too.
He is a big sweaty nonce, but the other dude, legit, you know.
Yeah.
Legit.
He got stuck in.
He's about it.
Yeah.
In the nonce world.
It's just, it is really hard to keep up because I don't really read into a wild lot of it because I just know the basics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's obviously it's just abuse. But because it's all been lumped in with Donaldson, I seen somebody talking about it at like a comment on, I think it was Insta, And I was like, it's fucking ridiculous between Hawken, the smart, and like, you know, people try and be funny and they make an arse of it on Instagram. And somebody wrote, oh, it's fucking ridiculous. All the sort of, every day there's like a new nonce that's just appearing. Do you know what I mean? And it was somebody wrote that fucking ridiculous between Stephen Hawken, P. Diddy, and that rapper. And I was like, I don't think Jeffrey Donaldson was a rapper, to be honest. Dude, he just lumped them all.
Jeffy D?
Yeah, Hyundai MC. It's like that, and that's the way it is, so it is.
It's like that, the way God intended.
Oh. Run DUP, mate.
Oh, fuck.
That's Dude incredible. Looks like a toddler.
I know. Do you know what annoys me? And like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this is me making, you know, all the filthy jokes of the day. Yeah. Why don't they step down, say nothing, and then go to court for it, and they sort it out, and then you talk about it?
Yeah.
Because what they do is they go, Jesus, he's been fucking let go for, you know, historical abuse claims or whatever, and then everyone goes mad with it.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of like, well, we don't know the real ins and outs of it, so we'll just fucking make jokes about it all day and fuck about and, you know, whatever. And you're kind of like, you know, it's kind of like you don't know what's actually happened, because at some point someone's going to make like 100 jokes and then they're going to be like, oh yeah, you know, he actually abused like fucking whatever. And you'd be
I think it does get lost in the ether of like people talking about it and taking the piss out of it, that the actual fundamental story gets completely lost. Even like even the Devonish thing, you know, really it wasn't really that big a deal, but you see people going, apparently they were going about the Devonish with like the dicks out, and it was like the Coke dispenser and Witherspoon's. Like, do you know what I mean? And you're like, but what's the basic story? Like, a couple of naked lads, that's what they do. Like, that was not a weird night for them.
They didn't put the cello down and pull their cock out.
Hold this oboe, would you?
No, this one. Yeah. This oboe only has one hole in it. Yeah. But yeah, but there, I don't know, there's just something about it for me where it's like, you know, like, in our line of work, you're like, yeah, I feel like I should be writing jokes about this now. Yeah. And I'm just sort of like, I don't know, not yet. You know what I mean? Just like, you don't know what the fuck's happened, because you're going to make like a bunch of silly jokes and then.
Yeah. If you're sort of worth your salt, you're just waiting for a decent angle on it, because fundamentally, it's like, once the news breaks, everybody's going to have the same comedic take on it. So it's better to just let us sit for a bit and be like, what's a better way of approaching this?
Maybe people are a bit wiser about it now, but no one's really jumped on it like from any other parties or any other big figures. You know, they're kind of just like, okay, that happened, let them fuck off.
Yeah, let them bounce. You know, it's just a good way of like sweeping it under the carpet, I suppose. But then it doesn't help that like you have people that seen him in the airport shortly after he stepped down. Or, you know what I mean? People are like, oh, fucking not there at the airport. You're like, well, he's still allowed to travel. Like.
Yeah, let him get one trip to Tenerife in before he's banged up for life.
Jet 2, do you know what I mean? That's the thing even about it.
Hey, Jeffrey, stay in the house, lad. You know, don't be like, oh, just that's wild crack. Anyway, I have 2 weeks Magaluf booked. I'm way on.
Yeah. It definitely was premeditated. It was like, I'll step down, but I definitely wouldn't mind hitting the Isle of Man for a bit.
I'll step down. What's a good date for that? Well, we have a package holiday here. Coming up, so I'll step down the day before that. There,
where he's like basically saying, I'm going to step down because of these historical cases of me abusing kids, while he's on Skyscanner going, oh, if I fly the Thursday, it's a bit cheaper. You know? Do you want more leg space?
One way ticket to Thailand, just never coming back. By the way, I'm nearly sure he was in here the other week. Was he not?
Donaldson?
Aye.
What, doing the pod?
I'm pretty sure he was doing another podcast in this building.
Yeah. And Patreon exclusive.
Patreon exclusive. Ah, you're right. I think so. Or else I've got my politicians mixed up.
Yeah.
But I want to say he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his eyes were opened in here, probably.
I'd say so.
Sort of debauchery was going on.
Yeah. He sees the neon lights and he's like, oh, this must be
class.
A lock of sex going on.
The red light district of West Belfast.
Yeah, imagine that.
Oh God,
that smell of gammon. Jeez,
I know there's a wild lot of nonsense going on. You know, it's fucking.
It is mental.
P. Diddy thing. I mean, I think I was listening to Tim Dillon, who we're going to see tonight, but he was talking about P. Diddy and all. And he goes, he's like, how many whores are there out there?
yeah,
that you can do these things. Why have you just sex trafficked people?
Yeah.
Why can't you just get professionals who... And then he goes, like, R. Kelly, piss on an adult.
That's such a good point.
Yes. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's, but then that, you know, it makes you think, like, that's not really what it's about. It's more like the power, probably, of doing it. Doing the nasty thing to someone who fucking doesn't have a... Can't say no.
But whoever R. Kelly pissed on, was it like young Wayans or was it like teenagers? I haven't really looked
up. Oh, it was like a teenager or something?
Yeah, so because I was wondering, like, he would want them to acknowledge the act. Do you know what I mean? If it was just like a toddler, they probably wouldn't see it as a big deal. Because my toddler pissed on me plenty of times.
Well, what would you say? If you're going to piss on anyone, piss on someone doesn't even know what the piss is.
Exactly. Make sure that, you know, they don't really know the severity. Like, but teenager, be like, that's man.
Rolling up on a play school. Don't do that, by the way. This podcast has gone out of fucking control. Jesus Christ. But yeah, it seems to be, I mean, you know, no wonder all these pages on Instagram are going like, this is hopecore, and here's someone rescuing a dog. And all. You need that. You need that to counteract the fucking 15 nonsense you just got. Yeah, you just find out about that there.
You need the feel good factor.
You do?
You know what I mean? I love see videos at the minute of people putting Gordon Ramsay in films. So here's Gordon Ramsay in Avengers Infinity War. And I near collapse laughing. Just like,
it's on YouTube?
It is indeed. Gordon Ramsay. Enemy Ramsay in it, obviously.
We're just checking out Katie Hopkins there. We'll get to that in a minute. Scotland's turned into North Korea. Can't say anything. Gordon... I can nearly spell.
Ramsay.
I'm screen recording. I don't keep him all my spell mistakes. Cut them out. Gordon Ramsay in...
You've actually wrote Giordan.
Giordan!
He's like the Italian.
Giordan Ramsay. This thing here. That is loud, bro.
You're standing there, you're screwing me, and you're fucking useless. What are you doing? Fuck off out of here! Get out!
I love it.
You've now just confirmed in my mind you're not trustworthy, so fuck you. Oh, fuck off. Absolute fucking useless. Listen. Fuck off. Get out. Oh my god. You're gonna blow fire in your face, you fucking donkey!
Donkey!
He'll die alone, as will you.
Don't fucking dare! Don't fucking dare! Missy, come here, you fat mouthed little stupid bitch! You're stone fucking cold! Ice cold in the center!
Are you? What? In the fuck are you doing?
Fuck off, will you? Fuck off!
Fuck off, all of you. Get out. Shit beginning, shit middle, and a shit end. Get out!
Someone took the time to do that shit.
That is unbelievable.
I don't know if I was just monstrously hungover, but I near cried laughing.
You fat mouth, stupid little bitch. That is fucking incredible.
But he's back doing stuff now. Kitchen Nightmares is back and stuff, I believe.
Go good.
Yeah. Reunion.
Reunion?
Yeah, it's brought it back. It's the best show of all time.
Which one's Kitchen Nightmare?
He just goes in and goes like, these are fucking shite. And they're like, oh, we can't make any money. And you're yeah, your pizza tastes like AIDS. So sort that out. You can't even do a fucking toastie and you're just worrying about why you aren't making any money to pay bills.
Where he must eat it as well. Ah, oh, there's mold on the fucking prawns. And then he eats it anyway.
Yeah.
They don't eat it.
Yeah. Did you watch any, we've talked about The Bear quite a bit. Did you ever watch Boiling Point?
No, I never got around to doing it.
I think they're definitely more legit representations of kitchens and stuff. Like, there couldn't be that many restaurants that are so badly run. Do you know what I mean? In this day and age, we TripAdvisor and everything. Like,
yeah,
they're just going, oh, there's like raw meat in with the fucking like sprouts, and it's just like it's all the contamination. You're like, how do you not know that?
Well, I mean, you know, like I walk in the back of Lavery's Comedy Club twice a week, and the back end of restaurants are the whole way up that alley. And you're walking up being like, I'm not going to eat in any of these places.
Oh, no, definitely not. No.
I walk past, and it's hard to tell what establishment it is from the back.
Yeah.
Because it's all just open doors with like chain link.
Exactly, yeah.
And I walked up one day and a woman was holding a child, a girl, I presume, out the door into the alley for a pish. No, no, really? No, when someone stops the car, like the side of a fucking side of a motorway.
Yeah.
And they like hold their kid up to pish.
Yeah.
She was just holding the kid out in the alleyway pishing. And I was like, it's not the most disgusting thing in this alleyway.
Yeah.
But it certainly doesn't add to it.
I don't think I've ever seen, even like what you were saying about the car there, I've never seen that ever. Just holding the way out and just let them.
Not pish. Moving like they put, yeah. You know, some
in the Westlink.
Someone keeps spraying their windows.
Yeah. Like on all roundabout, great Ballygolly.
No, like you pull the car over in an emergency, like, you know, if it's a girl going to the toilet or a boy needing a shit, you yeah. know, you have to like get them under the back of the knees and hold them in like a squat position.
Really?
And just they let them go.
I've never had to do that, but I would do it. Like, I mean, obviously,
of course
if needs mutts, do you know what I mean? For them a child, not for, yeah. not for myself, and just feel like
your wife needs a pish.
Just hold my shoulders.
You will let a child do horrific things in your presence that if it was an adult, you'd have to kill them.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like a fucking, like I've been holding Eddie as he vomited, not as a young yeah. baby, like as a fucking 3.5 year old, and yeah. I've held him, and I had to hold him close because I'm like, if he bokes on the bed, it's a nightmare.
Mm.
So I've had to hold him to let it go like in between me.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if I was an adult, I'd disown them forever.
Jonah shot my leg once. No, like you started, I had him sat my knee. And he was just like in the nappy in his vest, and you know there'd be flaps inside yeah. the nappy if you don't
yeah.
get them sorted.
Yeah,
it goes everywhere, and I just sort of lifted it, and there was just perfect sweet potato-esque quenelle of shite on my leg. Like it couldn't have been any more perfect. Like it was legit quenelle. Like when they do the wee scoop, just lifted him, and he was just turning around. Like, you're fucking welcome.
They're disgusting. Like coughing yeah. right in your mouth. Eddie put his wee tiny finger so far up my nose that his nail just nicked me somewhere in my brain, and the blood just came rushing out. He was like, "Daddy, yeah. what's your nose?" And I'm like, "You fucking
dick." Yeah,
you wee dick.
You get very desensitized just the whole thing because it's just easier to just get on with it instead of going on with
crunching it. Things in your ear.
Yeah,
tons of that shit.
Jonah has a shiting spot in our house.
Oh yeah,
like it was guys quite polite when you think of it. Like yeah. apparently it's a good sign, but there's just a certain corner in the house you just stand over there. And,
the dumping suite.
And then his face turns bright red. And you're like, you're uploading a shite on your YouTube channel. The Whisper West link is. I mean, but he doesn't break eye contact. I'm like, for sure, blink. Do you know what I mean? Some party, blink, please.
And he's like, just, is my child about to die? That's all I do now is like, I'll save videos for Eddie.
Yeah.
And they're usually like, they're usually fart related. He's at that age now where it's all fart.
Yeah.
It's all fart based. So I'll save stuff like, where the fuck is it now? Probably can't. You know, stuff like this where someone's like, I love these, by the way, these fart techniques for babies. A baby's 40.
There's no one better though when a baby farts and it's like a human man.
Yeah.
Fart. It's just this fucking loud thing. We're like, is there a stena line in the distance? What the fuck's going on?
What age is Jonah?
He's 2 in August.
Yeah, at some point they start doing like, you know, you start to, every time you get over one thing, there's like a new phase to go through.
It's just,
you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, he won't, you know, you'd be like, oh, he won't get rid of a dummy. And then one day he stops the dummy and you're like, right, that's that wee phase done. And now we're in the phase of, oh, the guy, you know, won't shit on a toilet. And then that's a whole process for fucking 8 months.
Nah.
And it's just one thing and the other. But like at a certain point when they're dropping like trucker dumps in a nappy, you're like, come on, bro.
Yeah. Where it is, it's like a kettlebell. This karma kettlebell. Yeah. And you lift it. What the fuck did you eat? Even though it's entirely your fault because you're the one feeding him.
Yeah. Stop giving him fucking chicken bone.
Yeah, because he's breastfed, so it's weird.
When they start doing like big shits, big shits, and there's nowhere for it to go, because normally it would come out in a, you know, sausage type yeah. shape, but it's just nowhere to go, so it just impacts like that, and yeah. then they're like, oh, I need a toilet, and yeah. you take it out, and it's all just mashed into like one fucking yeah. giant sweet potato with a skin on, and even trying to deal with that, you know, you clunk that down the toilet, and you flush it, the toilet starts coming up and on, and you're like, yeah. this motherfucker, I can't even flush this shit.
And you always have to look at it too. You can't. Of course just, you have to be like,
yeah.
Chickpea. I mean,
chickpea. Smarty? What the fuck is going on here?
Fuck, did you have a bag of Rebels?
It is funny. Nothing funnier than the toilet happens to your child. Look,
it's funny.
Eddie will miss a day, and like Maureen had him on the toilet on his wee seat, and he fucking absolutely dropped a pile, like 2 days worth of shits, and then he got off. But mommy, I did 5 poos, and sure enough, they looked like 5 men shit in the toilet in a row and didn't flush it.
Yeah. Have you actually ever seen anything like that in real life? Like, I kind of have, and I was a steward at Oxygen. Way back in the day, the staff toilet just
didn't shit.
Yeah, but I tell you what, when the toilet doesn't work and you're there for a few days camping, you still have to shite.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter that there's a severe lack of water or flushing happening. So it was like, you know, like a student house bin where you just keep topping it up until eventually it just topples over. You're like, I might have to empty this bin now. Oh. Man, it was like people like very sort of strategically shitting in this fucking like portaloo, and eventually it just looked like, you know, there was more shite than portaloo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You just go, where is it?
you gotta be like, I'll sit slightly to the left here because if I shit on top of the pile, it's gonna touch my own ass.
Exactly, yeah.
So I gotta shit down the side of it.
Yeah, no wonder I had to go to a chiropractor. I mean, just like stand there like a T-Rex, just trying to have a dump. But to be fair, like it was inevitable because we were obviously working for EventSec, you know, we work in the office and all, and they were just stupid bastards, no harmonies. I don't care. Go.
He locked me back.
Yeah.
Fuck you, EventSec.
You know what I mean? Couldn't even get my name right. Had to wear a Ruben name tag like a dickhead.
Ruben Woods.
I swear to God, like a lilt PR rep. Do you know what I mean? But they sort of say, like, you'll be working at Oxygen, you have your own campsite, and they even say full English breakfast in the morning. Now, I'm not much of a diva, but when you're promised like a full fry and someone gives you a polystyrene cup with mushrooms and beans in it, and you're like, this is not the suffice at all.
Yeah, this is fucking, where am I, the Gaza Strip?
So you eat that there, and that's your breakfast most of the day, and you get a sandwich, you pre-packed sandwiches. No wonder the shits were...
They're not even jam a sausage in it, like Alan Partridge style.
Yeah.
Do you want a sausage in a cup? No beans in a cup, just fucking jam it in. Full English, my ass.
Yeah.
Festival dumps. I haven't really been to that many festivals, but... The big ones are like Oxygen and Glastonbury, where there's like so much walking and it's hot and everything. You're not really shitting that much.
Yeah.
But like I do remember during Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah.
I was like, the bass is getting me right now.
Yeah. It was bonkers.
I had to go for a dirty shit. And I'd been putting it off because I did have a fear of the toilet, but once I got in there, it was actually pristine.
Yeah. You get lucky sometimes. But then
I just had a 4-day compacted fucking baseball bat come out of my ass.
She had a whole hurley bat.
It was like mahogany. It was like rock hard. It's
like a piano leg.
A shillelagh at my ass. Ruben Woods. Yeah. You got something about that?
I got very lucky in terms of any festivals I went to where I had the mindset of going, try not to shite.
Yeah.
But then the minute I got back to Belfast and got back to my house, just light switch, and I was just sprinting.
Yeah,
and I had the cacks off by the third stair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then fully blocked it. Never blocked a toilet in my life, apart from that. I swear to God, I blocked the whole thing. It just...
Yeah, your mind and your arsehole are more in contact than you think.
Oh, yeah, like a shot in my entire shadow. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Entirely like that.
There's something about this office. Like, I had a busy morning this morning, you know, did a workout, ended up having to move fucking tables and all with Maureen's dad, which I wasn't planning on. You know, you just get out of the shower and he's like, we have movies? I'm like, aye.
Yeah.
I'm in my good t-shirt, you
know. My one good t-shirt.
So, and then, but I think my brain and my arsehole, you know, they communicate as soon as I walk in the door of this office.
Yeah.
And it's like, shit now.
Oh, they get on the best, do they?
They get on the best. See, as McCann, he'll have 4 or 5 pisses before we get going.
Oh, really?
Anytime, yeah. But it's one extreme deal, or it's either like your mind has told your arse, like, oh, you don't need to shit that much, and you can hold it back quite a bit.
Yeah.
Or you do a shit in public where you're like, I wouldn't even shit like this in my house.
Yeah.
Why not? Why are you hitting me with this now?
Yeah.
With the infinity wipe and the fucking...
Yeah.
Trying to clean out a thing of shoe polish?
Yeah. I was raised, and I was down... I got a wee night in a hotel to myself for like Pete's wedding 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to Pete and Emma.
Missed the wedding, pulling the fucking rod out of yourself.
Well, see, the thing is, you know yourself, when you have a child, you go for a dump, you can't really... You can't milk it. And I mean that in every respect. Just scrote milk, but... Anytime I go for a dump, I'm like, I can't sit here for 40 minutes like a day and just shit for 18 minutes, but go on TikTok and watch people get their backs cracked and like blackheads being emptied. I love those, man. I'm a slut for them. Just But then I got the night at the hotel and myself, and like, I can shite at my own leisure and enjoy it. And it was like, is it called a ghostie? Where it technically, it happened, but there was no evidence of it ever.
I wonder, did you set to, it's so long where it just dried out?
No, I mean, it was the quickest thing of all time. It was just like a plop.
Yeah. That's great.
And then I was just like, oh, I'm done now. I just had to just sit and talk about with aircon.
Back to the wank.
pull the rod, just.
That big hotel wank, all the tabs open.
And they're not incognito, fuck it.
No, no one's shagging my ass.
And they didn't have to give a shit, phone screen, full brightness. Don't care about battery life.
Right. Yeah, I've noticed that around these single guys now. They're, you know, Aaron will be sitting in the car beside me with a phone on full brightness.
Yeah.
At night time, and I'm like, bro, I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't see anything. I can't see a wing mirror over your head.
I'll not sleep tonight. After 9 o'clock, no bright lights, or I'll not sleep at all. Do you know what I mean? I swear to God. Because people are just like, oh, you shouldn't be on your phone before bed. And I'm like, oh, I can, but the brightness has to be so low that you can't even see the blackhead. You just see what comes out.
You're just in the chiropractor videos for the cracks.
Yeah. Those are quite good videos because, like, I've been to a chiropractor recently, so I enjoy seeing it. But most of the time, it is they're getting millions of hits because the person having her back cracked
is hot as fuck.
Is absolutely ridiculous looking.
Yeah. And they always have like semi like sheer leggings on.
Yeah.
Where when they do that like cross your leg and crack your back thing, you're like, yeah, I can see her asshole.
Yeah, or you could look up her like a periscope, like yeah, no sweat, and just
put a penny in her.
Yeah, or the bit the sort of noose thing around the neck, and then just and the ditties fucking slap.
I don't know if I'd trust anyone doing that to me.
Well, I suppose you'd have to.
Yank him a neck off.
Yeah.
I think they'd just go to do it and I'd be like, well, that's me. Bring the wheelchair. That's me, isn't it?
There is an element of, you still have to do stuff too. You know, they're like, you have to breathe at a certain point, otherwise it won't work. So I'll forget all the instructions because they say like, no, keep your shoulders loose. And then when I do this, you have to breathe in and then breathe out. And I'll forget all that and then just, and then I'll be hawking then. Just.
What were you doing at the chiropractor?
I hurt the lower back. You know,
your back's fucked.
I hadn't had anything for about 7 years, and then you know yourself just lifting a child and didn't bend the knees enough, and it was like, and I was just like, it affected my mouth.
That's nothing worse. You know, I did that about 4 days before my wedding.
Yeah,
blew my back out.
So did I.
Not in a sexy way.
Yeah, before my wedding, I was doing a hit session about two days before in my mum's house, and there was some of my nephew's toys. And I was down there, you know, the mountain climbers.
Yeah.
And whatever, I slapped my fucking foot off a toy and I sliced it open. And I had
God.
But on the wedding day, it was fine. It must be that thing that's in your head where you're like, just don't act a wanker today. The limp was gone, but then for the reception, just dancing like a twat, but also had a foot that was sliced open like a jacket potato.
Yeah. Oh, there's some dancing. You're right. Your body, again, those like high pressure moments, your body will like fix itself momentarily. Mm. And then 4 days after, you're just like, it's back.
Because like my back was really bad, like the first time I really hurt it, and it was the least gangster way of hurting yourself. No, I'd love to say that it was like, oh, fucking doing jiu-jitsu or something. I literally like was still working at Centre at the time and didn't bend my knees and lifted a case of limited edition Mother for a corner. And that's what threw the back out. And I'm like, this could have been so easily avoided. But
what was it in the corner that made it terrible?
It was just red velvet cake.
So full Biscoff
full cottage, just a cottage pie, fucking.
Oh my God.
And I just lifted them and I had to drop them immediately, and then also clean up the mother corner because they all busted everywhere. Oh, they're broken back, and then you know, like when you're at the tills and people are like, can I get 20 Regal Falter? And you had to be like,
yeah, the lower back bullshit.
Lift the shutter and all that bollocks, because now you can't show cigarettes in shops.
Oh yeah.
And I had to be like,
you get to bend the knees to pick up 20 Lambert Muller. There you go. Now, I remember before our wedding, like me and Mickey went to the gym and I was warmed up and like doing a couple of sets of like kettlebell squats or something. And then he was asking me about something and I got up and was like, I'll show you how to do it. And then I sort of, my body like cooled down.
Yeah.
As I was talking to him for about 10 minutes, and then went back and just pulled the kettlebells up and sank down and just at the bottom and just like at the bottom of the squat, just let go of the two kettlebells. And just fucking rolled over. I was like, okay, this is bad. And I remember I could lie flat,
yeah,
or I could stand up straight, and I could bend over fully, but everywhere in between was pain.
Yeah, you feel just totally helpless. It's a very strange situation.
Oh, God.
When it first happened to me properly, it was like, you know, you'd get like a wee spasms and you'd have to stop walking for a bit. Yeah. I stopped in Botanic and some woman actually like came over to see if I was all right, because I was just sort of standing there and I was like properly sweating. She'd obviously just left her child at daycare because she came over in the pram, and I lived near a university street at the time. And she was like, if you want, I'll help you get home. You can just jump on the pram and I'll wheel you back. And I was like, that's a Belfast thing. There's generosity, but you're like, but fuck up. You're like, I'm not going to get in the pram and you can wheel me back to the house. As sore as it was, where people would be like, how long was that labor? Jesus Christ. They just jump the pram and I'll sort you.
I'm still breastfeeding them. You just fucking legs scraping the ground. I'm all right.
I want to be with the prams. So I should be facing her. So I'll be going.
Wee fucking dangly toys, no?
Sun's in your eyes, I'll put the wee thing there. I'd be well conked out.
Imagine you were like, aye, please, that would be a great help. And then she's about 2 minutes down the street and you're like,
yeah. She would put me in a wee swaddle and all.
Wake up with a nappy on. The fuck's going on?
I took a shit in her leg.
Oh my God, what a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that's just such a Belfast thing. Get my pram, sure, and you're like, I appreciate the help, but you've took it too far.
Yeah, don't want to blow your back out.
Ring me an Uber.
Yeah.
Don't put me in your Ecclebubba pram.
Ring me an ambulance would be good.
Yeah. Immediate medical assistance, more than you.
Are you injured, love? Do you want me to get you the fucking pedal bar thing that they get?
Yeah.
Don't cycle you home.
I tell you what, I'll just roll you to the Royal. There you go. Stop for a pint of rock shore on the way, fuck it.
There's like fuck all you can do either, other than just sit there till it's better.
Yeah,
just
lie there. It's hard to gauge because some people say you should put something warm on it or something cold, and sometimes it varies depending. Mm. So like, you know, when they say something warm or cold, I mean like an ice pack or like deep heat, I don't mean just put a bowl of Lumi fries in your back or something. Just, I'll get a Vindaloo, that'll sort of...
Boiling water, just pour it over from the cap.
Yeah.
I know. I there's something about your back and your neck, and your pussy in your crack.
And you're pushing your crack.
Where I'm like, I'm not putting anything cold on it.
No, I'm not. I'm not keen on having anything cold on me.
Because McCann was saying to me, he goes, "Oh, I hurt my neck," and someone told me to put ice on it, and I was like, "Don't put ice in your neck. Fucking it. If you put," I was like, "My neck feels fine. If I put ice on it now, then it would be stiff."
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just fucking keep it warm.
McCann with a fucking Viennetta on his neck.
A 6-pack of Twisters.
A freaky fit, do you remember that?
Yeah. Freaky fit. This is going to bring up something vastly different. Like,
yeah. This is bringing up somebody's OnlyFans.
It's making me sign in, except though. Freaky foot. Ice cream. Oh no, I had the wrong. Oh, you stupid bastard. Freaky. But it is funny the way your body like switches off, because I remember my wedding day was absolutely boiling. Oh my God.
Do you remember?
What freak invented that?
I know. It feels like somebody would draw that.
You couldn't even have that nowadays. Like, you know, all the perverts of the day, like, they've made the big dirty big toe on them.
Yeah. Like stink of big chocolate big toe.
Yeah, everyone buying that would just look like a fucking weird incel.
Yeah.
Can I get a pack of freaky foots, please?
They were delicious, but yeah, and looking back, I'm like, I don't know why you would eat that.
Freaky cocks. But yeah, I was going to say, it is weird where your body like switches off, because on that wedding day, boiling.
It was warm on your wedding day.
And I was sweating, and I was worried about sweating through the shirt and everything. And then for the actual duration of the wedding,
yeah,
I didn't sweat at all.
Yeah.
I was like completely dry. And then as, you know, it's, you know, after the dinner and the speeches and everything loosened up a wee bit, then I really started sweating.
Yeah.
But my body just switched off on that.
100%. It's strange. Even like when you hurt yourself, you could go on stage at Laveries and be totally fine.
Oh yeah.
But then you come off stage and realize your spine is fully broken.
Yeah.
You realize that you're indeed paralyzed. But you can do a stand-up set for a long, long time and it just doesn't factor. Mm-hmm. But the minute you go back into the green room and then you're just like, your neck goes back to...
Yeah, I've done gigs feeling sick, feeling fucking like actually like nauseous.
Oh yeah.
I've had horrific shit like diarrhea before a gig and not shit myself on stage.
Yeah.
And shit myself the second I got off stage.
Oh yeah, you have to sprint back.
Yeah. Thanks very much, you night.
Yeah. All the best. You don't even finish the last bit, they're just gonna have the callback and wait to be right.
Yeah, just taking the I'm trying to think what weird things have happened. I think I nearly had a panic attack on stage once in the limelight. Really? Yeah, it was a particularly rough time in my life. But I remember being like halfway through the set, and like it was literally like outer body, like the room just went like, and I was kind of like, "What am I doing here?"
Yeah,
you know, I was like, "What the fuck am I doing on stage?"
Yeah,
this is nuts. But yeah, I've never shit myself on stage. So it'll be a good closer.
Yeah, just for the it would go viral. I think
I should have brought my tits in today. I ordered a pair of double G fake tits for a sketch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for the art.
Yeah. Sketching on it with my semen.
Just going to buck these polystyrene jabs.
Here they're fucking, you know what I mean? Don't leave me in a room too long with them.
Yeah.
Realistic.
Like, a bit of weight to them, is there?
Bit of weight.
Is there, eh?
And I didn't know they were so available. Like, Amazon has a full, you know, like, drag section.
Yeah.
Where it's really? All, yeah, you can buy pants that tuck your cock away. You can buy pants that give you a fucking moose knuckle.
Really?
Because that's all in now. You know, people are like, for years I was hiding the fucking camel toe.
Mm.
Now girls are like, give me the camel toe.
You want it pronounced.
You want it pronounced.
You want to embrace the camel toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Not all of them. But that whole section. And I was like, false breasts. And sure enough, there was a set. And they were like £35. I went, oh, very reasonable. But that was for like a B cup.
Yeah, was that prime or was it?
It was prime. It was there the next day. Yeah. I was like, I hope this is in a box.
Yeah.
But you know, you scrolled along to the G's and the F's.
Yeah.
70 quid.
Was there any reviews on any of these products?
No, but I can
look. The idea of someone going, "Oh, I thought they'd be bigger."
I'll actually look up reviews right now. See what the reviews on the tits are. Yeah, couldn't quite squeeze my dick between them.
Ball bag stuck in between them. There was humidity.
Someone's iPod.
Jeez, I didn't envision straps for some reason. I don't know why. I thought they were just going to be like.
And they actually give you, they're like sort of silicone straps. They also give you like material ones, so it looks like a bra.
So you'll not hurt your back again.
I'll not hurt my back. I'll probably put them on. They'll be like no different than my own tits. There you are. They're a big set of wabs. Like.
Full crash could be fair to them. Like.
Yeah. And you could also get, you know, of course, there's the mixed race ones as well, which, you know, I don't want to get racial with it. They're cheaper. Yeah. So you want to get the set of white tits, 70 quid. You want to get these sort of mixed race tits?
Yeah.
30 quid.
30.
I should have just got them.
You could have got two.
You
could have got a two.
Could have had a right night to myself. Who do I fancy tonight?
You'd probably just use one pair of tits for yourself in the order just to put your phone on or something. Has it got like a wireless charger in them or anything?
No, but I mean, just looking at them there, what would be nice is if you...
Bluetooth speakers.
Set them on the ground and just lay down with your neck in between them. Just like, who needs a chiropractor when you get the tits?
If they're cheaper than a travel pillow, I'm getting them. Just whip them out on a Ryanair flight.
I don't think they are. Where would I fit? Oh, look, you can get ones that go right up to the neck and everything there. Let me see. Where would I find reviews of that? Oh, reviews. Right there. Idiot. Customers like the comfort. There they are. Just someone's taking a photo, just jammed in a box. Appearance and value of the sexual stimulation device. Sexual stimulation device? I bought this for a serious sketch.
Yeah.
Look at any sexual stimulation. Oh, look, I've bust my tits down the middle. These are amazing. These are amazing and beautiful and so natural. I had to unfortunately send them back only because it didn't look right on me. Alex. I had to have my implants out due to eruption. Okay, man. Yeah. And I mean, what is this fucking therapy corner over here in Amazon?
You have to send them back?
Bro.
Pardon me.
Due to eruption and I don't like the way I look. So someone had a boob job and they burst.
Yeah.
And they had to get the fake tits. Bro.
I didn't see photos of the actual people.
Yeah, there's Jeff there with the double G's in.
Yeah,
Steve Gill
in between ginsters.
Makes you feel feminine, gives you great cleavage for a transvestite.
That's the fucking sending them back. Another way, like, you can't return certain things if they've been used.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You have to use them to see if they're not suffice.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of.
I mean, I looked at that at the wrong angle.
Yeah, there's a lot of ripped tits in this, which would suggest to me someone's been going absolutely ham on them.
Yeah.
Product arrived in poor, scrunched up bag. The box was visibly damaged on one side, and on retrieving the prosthetic from inside the box, the strap was off the prosthetic. It was immediately returned for a full refund. Also noticed there was no care instruction. Send me a leaflet to tell me how to wipe cum off these things. I put them in the dishwasher and they are no longer a double G.
I let them just steep in the sink. Just
for Jesus Christ.
Take a dental wipe.
Poor quality but good customer service. Split the middle after a few hours. Don't bother. Yeah, after
a pizza cutter.
After 2 hours of denny riding, they bust. These feel good when I wear them and are one tool I'm using to come to terms with my gender dysphoria. It's good to feel them on me and almost feel part of me. They're pretty comfortable to wear and move very naturally. Look very good, but the plastic film coating is wrinkled and the size is not totally natural. Or the sag.
Yeah.
This guy's looking... These are all dudes. Well, that's what... Yeah. Well, yeah,
supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't?
It's the stupidest thing I've ever said. Seems to be a lot of dudes buying these fake tits. Don't see a lot of women putting double G cups over their fucking double C cups. Oh, Jesus Christ. Only complaint is I should have went double D, as I think the D is a little undersized. But all said, great product. I personally like the plastic straps. Adjust well so it fits nicely to a little awkward to get on, but still worth the money. This one's from Wayne. Jiggling like they're real. Wow! They were discreetly delivered and were very heavy just on their own. I read about swapping out the plastic straps with cotton ones provided. Thank you to whoever mentioned this, as the cotton ones look and feel a lot better. Wearing them now. Wow! They're definitely on the heavy side, but they look and feel amazing, and wearing them dramatically changes your posture. My boyfriend commented on how they felt when he squeezed them. Suffice to say, he couldn't keep his hands off me.
Saved our marriage.
Squeezing the tits off me. When I was fully dressed up with an appropriately sized bra to keep these bad boys from jiggling all over the place, they made me look, quote unquote, stunning. But then again, I am a guy who dresses as a woman, and I can recommend them to anyone thinking of getting a pair. Emma W. Useless waste of money. Fit must be made for a giant, because it's made for a fella. Christ, because the under... What the fuck is going on with the exterior noises today? Where's that come from?
Somebody fucking...
Come from next door. I'm trying to read reviews on tits here.
Is someone taking a power saw, they fake tits.
Yeah, send them back.
Yeah.
Didn't fare well with the jigsaw. Made for a giant because the underband goes on forever. Even when fully tightened, it's huge and baggy. Also, others have said the silicone tears really easily. So never been able to wear it. Useless piece of shit.
I like, was it one of the last ones you said they were discreetly delivered? So you assume that's Amazon packaging. It's not just them wrapped up in a like standard wrapping paper, because people are like, either you bought two mangoes or two really big fucking limited edition Kinder Bueno Easter eggs or something.
Well, it is
fully delivered.
It is funny because I have had a couple of things delivered where they just put the delivery thing on the box.
Okay.
So they just, whatever it was, like they just drop a fucking juicer at your house with a sticker on it.
Yeah.
But luckily they were in a white box stapled up.
Yeah. Is this from like, is this an Amazon product or is it an actual company that works via Amazon? Where they're like.
Oh, yeah, I would say it's, man, that noise, annoying. No, it's a company.
Yeah. What are they called?
CDS, Cross-Dressing Show.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
New sponsor.
Yeah, that is definitely the stupidest thing I've ever said there. Not a lot of women buying these fake tits. Fucking idiot. But yeah, there you have it. Got my big fake tits. I have some questionable moments when I go to the accountant and they're like, why'd you spend £400 in love honey? I'm like, well, I've a mate there, Mark McCartney, and I bought him a big fat ass.
That's right.
It was for £300.
For the live podcast or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. He did, and just he got that in the house.
Yep.
He probably just uses it for something like practical, functional. Yeah, it's like a doorstop in his house.
I gotta say, like, most people I know would have their cock in it swift.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he's the type of guy where he literally just, he actually did take it home to the parents and be like, look at Gareth got me.
Yeah, that's a big fat howl.
That's some crack in it.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. And then, you know, just, man, that noise is fucking so annoying. It's probably not coming across that much in the podcast, like, but yeah. Jesus Christ, they're always doing something around here.
Yeah. I'd love it. I wonder if like people coming to McCartney's house just to see the fake hole. Just out of like a morbid cure.
Oh, people are coming around for the cure.
Yeah.
You like stick your finger in that, that'll get rid of gout.
There it is. Give it a good slap.
I mean, it's yeah. Aaron would put his dick in it. I certainly would put my dick in it. You know, Mickey would have fucking it in the car. Everybody would put their dick in it, but McCartney, I think, probably just holds a pen in it or something.
Mickey would fuck it out of the box.
He'd fuck the box.
Yeah. No.
Just give him the box.
Could you buy a box as well, Dave?
It's not handy. Like, the thing was 7.5 kilos or something.
Yeah.
It is, like it's like a kettlebell.
I wonder if there's options where you can buy the blurt separately, just in case, and then assemble it like flat pack.
A fleshlight?
Twat pack.
That's what a fleshlight is.
I suppose that is.
Fanny in a cup?
Yeah. Gammon in a lunchbox. Just Tupperware full of fucking beetroot. Turkish delight.
But they were getting, you know, I remember when it was like sponsoring loads of podcasts, there was ones that looked like a can of beer.
Yeah,
you screwed the top off and like,
then a fucking White Claw, or whatever. It's like the wee smaller ones.
Yeah, yeah, wee thin tin of Coke,
like the ones you get in the mani bar. Those wee
ones. I would love one. It was like a Heinz tin of beans.
Yeah,
you just took the top off and fucked the life out of it, or just fucked the tin of beans.
Yeah,
that might feel nice, dude.
It'd be good. It'd be good crack for the ones like if you get the tins of beer one, you just get those like American hats. You go get the like, tins either side. And just follow fucking salad cream. two straws.
Yeah, you're down bad when the only lube you have is salad cream. Yeah. You make sure no one eats it anyway. That's the problem with those things, you know, like, you know, you buy the piece of equipment and then you probably need to buy like 10 litres of lube just to have lying about the house.
And Jay's fluid and stuff to like for maintenance purposes.
Milton. Gonna Milton that piss.
Yeah. You get the blue roll and stuff like that there. Steam it.
I wouldn't have good enough, you know, consistent hygiene with any sex equipment.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're too heavy for the clothes horse.
Just hang all your cock sleeves out on the line. Well, Deirdre.
Are you big into fencing? No, not really.
Some different. Just look.
That's a good try.
Fanny tubes floating about in the fucking... Oh Jesus,
a lock of them maybe on the washing line.
Yeah, it'd be handier to be into stuff like you know,
when like washing out the fallopian tubes and the wee brush inside
fallopian tubes. I don't think it's that anatomically correct.
Imagine somebody left a review. I thought this would have more, I think this would be more legit. This is just
this fanny in a cup hasn't had a single period yet.
Severe lack of menstruation. Why did I buy this fucking sriracha?
Yeah. That's all the rage now after Saltburn. People getting aired out on their period. Do you see Saltburn?
Yes, I did indeed.
Nah, that's good. That's right.
He's one of the strangest looking, good looking fellas.
He does look a wee bit inbred.
Yeah.
You know, but people are into it. That's what they're into.
Yeah, because you can buy like the bath water. I've seen people, I don't know if it was in April Fool's, but I'm sure you'd probably buy that anyway. Just big jizzy water.
Hey, I mean, make your own.
Yeah.
I'll make you some.
Scrope meal.
I'll spaff in a bath, no bother. Maybe the worst place to bust a nut ever, but yeah, I'll try.
It like floats past you.
just won't leave the end of your dick. It's like holy water. Get the fuck out of it.
Right, I told you that story. This is a weird segue, but the holy water.
No. I thought you were going to tell me about that. That sex party you had in the hotel. Yeah, I never laughed as hard in my life.
They my in-laws, very recent, my in-laws are like Evish, just outside of Strabane, very sort of like McCartney-esque sort of vibe.
Oh, I thought Evish was like a religion.
Yeah, that does sound like
they're
like,
Evish.
It sounds like a cult, doesn't it?
Elvish.
But they're all very like old school sort of culty vibes, you know, so in terms of dinners and stuff, like it's all very meat and spuds.
Mm-hmm.
But both my brothers-in-law live there and they're very much like into their food, so they're like, I can't have fucking meat and spuds again. So my brother-in-law Barry decided to make like a crab linguine,
right,
for everybody. And
that's a jump.
I know. And Lisa's dad was like, I'll not be fucking eating that. And he's like, well, it's me making it, so either make yourself something or eat what I make you, sort of thing.
Yep.
And he was like, he said to Elise's dad, any white wine maybe to pimp this up? And he goes, there's loads of drink in that cupboard. And all culture men have like loads of drink in the cupboard for a special occasion, but they never drink it. So bearing in mind, like, there's like 19 bottles of Jameson and wine and stuff in his cupboard, waiting for a special occasion. His daughter's got married, he's had a grandchild, all this shit is still fucking pristine. So he said to Elise's dad, go get that fucking white wine, I'll fire it in the crab linguine, it'd be lovely. And about five or six people ate it, and Lisa's dad said to his partner, you might as well take that white wine home with you because I don't drink it. And it was lovely in that dinner. I'm sure it's lovely to have a wee glass. And he's like, it's just over there. And she went over and it was holy water. So six people ate this crab linguine that was cooked in holy water. Nobody said a fucking word. Full thing of holy. That's fucking holy water.
It's probably lying there a monster.
Yeah, I know. That'll be a new trend to tell you, the fucking food bloggers.
Today I'm traveling around all these shambles tasting their holy water.
At the Church of the Immaculate Conception here. I've got some tofu cooking on site. Holy water and the crab linguine. But in fact, everybody had it.
Fucking
delish.
You know, he's not going like, geez, that's clear. That's a clear white wine. Is that Pinot Grigio?
Is that Ernest and Julio Gallo?
Top shelf wine.
It wasn't Concord at all. It was holy water.
See that keeping the drink thing?
Aye,
I didn't know. Fuck that. See all that shit? I enjoy buying trainers, but like a lot of people buy them and keep them really good. And I'm like, get them on, ruin them.
Yeah, you have to use them.
Like. Ruin them immediately.
Yeah.
I got the Maureen's Dad, very fancy vintage old bottle of Pars.
Yeah.
Out of that shop. What do you call it? Give us a hand. It was like 16-year-old fucking collaboration that they did with the shop. And the guy's like, there's only like 200. It's very specific. He's like, there's only 269 bottles of this or something.
Yeah, it's always a weird number.
Yeah. What was the first one? Just like testing it and being like, all right, there you go.
Yeah.
And I got one of those because he drinks Pars and brought it home and I was like, there you go. And his big box and all. He's like, oh, that's very fancy. Yeah, you shouldn't have and all this shit. And then he goes, oh, I'll keep that for something good and I'll keep that for like, Neve's birthday coming up or something. And I was like, it's your birthday. It's your birthday today.
Right now.
Get it open, the fuck. Like, you know, wait for someone else's 30th or something. Then. Yeah.
They're always like,
you drink it.
Yeah, they're like, I'll wait for a special occasion. I'll
wait for someone else's birthday so I don't feel guilty opening this.
Yeah.
I'm like, drink it all.
It drives me up the wall. That cupboard, Evie should tell you, is packed with stuff. Like, limited, like a Jane of the Jameson Stout Edition and castmates and everything.
Yeah.
Wait for a special occasion. Like, weddings and
your funeral at this rate.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna clean it out at your funeral. How do you like them apples?
Getting stuck in. Yeah.
Nah, bust it open in the car.
I agree. It's like if someone buys you something, do it. You should do it immediately out of manners.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You should have had that bottle of whiskey I got you downed before Vicar Street. Like you should have on stage.
Was that the Knob Creek?
Knob Creek, did you enjoy it?
It's gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Drank it. I went through it during the Rugby World Cup. I was having myself wee drinks. That is strong gear.
Serious gear, isn't it?
Because we'd watched the match. There was like a wee bit of a tradition going on where I'd rearrange my garage. We'd like watch the TV and I'd pull the sofa around and, you know, it was all very cozy and we would go there to watch the rugby.
Mm.
And we watched like, it was like an Ireland match. I think it was the match that Ireland lost against New Zealand. So we're a bit like deflated. There was like another match on the next day and we're like, oh, we'll go up and watch it anyways, you know, since we've been doing it and the World Cup's nearly over. Mm. So went up and watched the thing and I was like, oh, I've kind of had enough beer or whatever. And I poured like two of those like bourbon and fucking Cokes or something. Yeah. Give one to Maureen's dad and the two of us were sipping it. And it was like waiting to see who the first one was going to be like, can you feel your spine anymore? I was like, I had about four sips of it. I was like, Jesus, I have pins and needles everywhere. What's going on here?
You know, when it's strong stuff, you're like, I can't blink.
Yeah. And it was immediate. That's only ever happened to me a couple of times. Like, it happened to me with that whiskey where I was just like, just felt it like hit my legs very immediately. And then the other time was in Glasgow. We went to around that place where we went for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We went for the gay lunch with the cake and all. There's a place above that, like a cocktail bar, and I got one of these flaming zombies where they had the fucking hollowed out passion fruit on fire and like it has like eight types of rum in it. I remember just going like, it comes out in like a cup about that size, but it's all filled with ice.
Yeah.
So it's mainly booze and a bit of pineapple juice. And I was like, took like a big sip of it and just went like, like powered on, powered down. I was like, oh god.
Yeah, you're like low battery mode. Then we're just
they're not even allowed to sell you. Like,
There's like disclaimers and some menus. You're like, you're having one.
Yeah, you had to get like a stamp on your hand or something.
Yeah, but anyway. You just sign like a waiver or some shit, like a food challenge.
Yeah, one go. This is Scotland. You'll be knifing somebody.
That was the most camp I think I've ever been when I went for that lunch leave, because we had a very nice wee lunch and then ordered two slices of cake, and there was a bit of a delay on it considering the cake is all on display.
Yeah,
there's no way in my accent to not just sound like a real diva.
Where's my fucking cake?
Excuse me, we ordered two slices of the lemon drizzle.
Yeah,
and I don't see it here at all.
Sorry to bother you, but I thought right now I would be eating the boys red velvet, but I'm not.
The shaggers here are jonesing for a lovely bit of lemon drizzle cake.
You see, you know, all these young lads going out touring and all. See, once you have a kid and you're out and about, you're just like, do you remember we went to London? I went, no harm to you. I'm going to bed for 4 hours. And you went, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It was the sexiest thing you've ever said.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but I'm going to go to bed for 3 hours now. And you're like, I could kiss you right now.
There's been various instances, obviously, where you've messaged me, and it's usually along the lines of, do you want to do like Vicar Street or the SSA Arena? But when you just message me going, we'll probably get something to eat the minute we land and go to bed for a few hours, probably the happiest you've ever made me via WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you've sent me some very nice messages over the years. But that was just like, fuck, man, come on. Fucking top lad. Do you know what I mean? I'll never open for you.
That's why I love you.
It's like, well, that's why I got you a bottle of Knob Creek. Thanks for letting me just go to bed for 3 hours. I felt like a dickhead that London trip though, because the hotel, I know you probably talked about this elsewhere, but that hotel room situation, I was just in a Premier Inn and I felt like I was in the fucking the Hilton compared to what you were doing. We were like, there's a flamingo ceramic.
Yeah, this goes back to, I like a hotel to be what it is.
Yeah.
Premier Inn is like, yep, it's budget. It was very close to the venue. All the necessities are there.
Yeah.
You know, bed, TV, whatever. What I'd gone for was also because it was close and it was really hard to get hotel rooms in London, was one of these like, oh, it's new and it's a boutique and it's this and whatever.
Yeah.
And there was definitely, you know, like six Indian fellas in the lobby data mining or something. I don't know what they were doing, but the biggest computers I've ever seen. Just And they're like, there's no way that's for the hotel that has eight rooms.
Yeah.
But yeah, my room had fucking, I think it was like, you know, people have like swinger parties in it and it has nothing in it. No TV, no nothing.
No nothing. Yeah, because I remember you going, you got a TV and I was like, oh, I had everything. And if you didn't have that bag of giant Skittles that I introduced to you, you'd have been in the worst form of your life.
Yeah.
You're like, giant Skittles are lovely though.
Yeah, I did have a party. A solo party with the fucking giant Skittles.
Yeah.
And then went to sleep with no teeth.
Yeah.
It's great times.
It's weird going like, oh, we're just going to sleep most of the day, but also went for Chinese at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was outrageous, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
It was great.
I had a great time, but it's weird. But like, we should be in bed now, but we're eating a lock of wontons.
It was just surreal. And you know, you have enough drinks.
Yeah.
You can do enough that. You can finish a gig and not drink anything and then have 4 or 5 beers very quickly.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, my bed, and then you go for a Chinese and it's all very surreal.
Yeah. And then you just can't stop eating. Like that, again, that food was good.
Anyway. Shout out to our boy Sebastian, who took us out.
Yeah, he knew exactly where to
go. The guy brought the duck out and he goes, boss man, chop it up. And this motherfucker just takes out a samurai sword.
Yeah, he understood the assignment.
Yeah,
because we're like, we somewhere to get something to eat around here. And he goes, yes, I know.
Yes.
We're going to queue for a few minutes
in
the window with like live pigs being being spin kicked. There's some karate chop alive fucking hyena.
There's just a tank full of sea life that you've never seen before.
Oh yeah, definitely not.
What the fuck is that?
You
know,
yeah,
no, it's going in a fucking dumpling in 2 minutes.
You'll be eating it.
You'll be fucking eating it.
You'll be in a pancake shortly enough.
Oh Jesus. Here, we better wrap this up and go over to the Patreon, I think. Oh. Have you any big gigs coming up, would say?
Not really.
We'll see you next week.
Usually, like, there's usually something. It's more so I am back sort of fully gigging again.
Great.
Which is good. So I've got loads this month. And then I still do want to do, I do want to do a special.
Mm.
But I'm under no illusions that, like, it'll be a slog for me to sell. I had to cancel that last Sunflower because literally no tickets sold. So I need to get myself out there again. And
start. You
need to fucking do just a clip every 2 days and remind people that you're alive. So
yeah,
I need to start doing that. But I do want to do a wee special. I have an idea for it and how I want it to look and all. I just don't know where at the minute, because we had spoke about Lavery's, but then everybody's, there's about five or six. So
you can do it, Lavery's, but I would definitely, like Shane did Lavery's and like dressed it differently, you know, so it looked different.
Yeah.
You probably need to do something like that.
I still want the big limelight. That's kind of, I know that's like a real big ask for me, like, but I know because I had it booked. And then obviously when my dad passed, I had to cancel it. And so it feels like it's unticked because he was supposed to come up for it too. So I feel like I do want to, plus I've always just loved that room. I've done that room. It's either been opening for you or those charity gigs we did with everybody or like one of the first General Banter lives I did was in the limelight with just me, you and Aaron. And that was great. Like I always just love that room as much as I love the small room too. So I would like to do that this year, but it's a big ask, I think.
It's not a big ask.
Yeah. Well, it's more like just
go over to Woodsy's page there and follow him.
It's a folly.
And hit that wee bell so that when he puts up a poster for the fucking limelight, you buy a bastard and ticket.
Can you do that on Instagram? Can you?
Yeah.
Like get like.
Because I accidentally hit it on some guy. I accidentally hit a button.
Oh wow.
For one of these fucking, you know, like business mentor type guys.
Yeah.
And it would send me a notification like such and such has posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We could do that now.
Do that to mine. Here, while we're at it. Do it for fucking mine.
Do it for Collins.
Hit that bell. I'm sick of my Instagram going like, you've interacted with, you know, 742,000 people in the last week. And you're like, hey, you follow me.
Yeah.
Buy a ticket.
Does it tell you how many don't follow you but have engaged?
Yeah.
Really?
It's the same.
That must be depressing if it's like nobody's followed you.
Not that depressing. I don't really give a fuck.
I know you're all right. Like,
I feel like I'm just fighting Instagram every day. I can't get verified. I'm not paying for it, but I'm like, have I to send you evidence of other pages with my stuff on it? Can I do that? Would that make you verify me? You fucking bastard.
So you can be verified without paying, but you have to.
You can, yeah. That's the way it was for years. You had to sort of apply for it,
yeah.
But it just keeps knocking me back.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, the last four clips you've done for me, Dave, can't get them on TikTok. That Hasbulla one, they're like, you're harassment and bullying. And you're like, shut up the fuck, would you?
Apparently TikTok has got a lot worse in that respect from what I hear. But they're getting very strict.
Yeah, I can't
upload. But obviously, it. Someone flicking their bean whilst getting out of a pill slowly, grand.
Oh, totally.
But you...
Yeah. Oh, like, you know, Ukrainian soldiers being, like, killed with a grenade.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. People fucking... Frying live dogs in China. Fine, man.
They were
fine.
Delicious, though. We enjoyed
them. They were nice.
They were lovely.
You know. Today, I'm in... welcome to NI Munchies. Today, I'm in Yulin, China, watching this fucking chihuahua getting put in a bop.
I'm eating a satay Rottweiler. And,
got a teriyaki labradoodle on the way here. Yeah. In a bao bun. Yeah. By Christ. Oh my days. Right, we're gonna get out of here. Follow Woodsy on all the things.
I do.
And make sure you go to patreon.com/GeneralBanterPodcast to hear us answer some lovely questions that you've sent in. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Lovely.
Yeah, we're on the regular now on Patreon. We've got a system going. We're flying.
Beautiful.
See you next week anyway.
Up the rock.